Holy One, lamp to our feet, glimmer of hope in our darkness night, flash of inspiration that wake up our sleepy spirit, this Advent, light the way. Pour your love onto our path as we journey, that we might find our way home to each other. In Christ's name we gather and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
When I say, Lord, forgive us, please respond, Lord, forgive us. Prayer of Confession. God of light and love, we have not always trusted wholly in your light. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. We have not always shown light into darkness. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. We have not always shared your light with others. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Rekindle the flame of our love for you. Light the way to a closer walk with you. Amen. Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the collection of books that we call the Old Testament, first, there are many gods, with one God that was particularly Israel's God. And then there was one God, one holy God, who was God for Israel and nobody else. And then there was one God who was God for all the nations. And this is the basis for the mission of Jesus.
The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down. But just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honor him, and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. He will judge the poor fairly and define the right of the helpless. As he is commanded, the people will be punished, and the evil person will die. He will rule his people with justice and integrity. Wolves and sheep will live together in peace, and leopards will lie down with young goats. Calves and lion cubs will feed together, and little children will take care of them. Cows and bears will eat together, and their calves and cubs will lie down in peace. Lions will eat straw as cattle do. Even a baby will not be harmed if it play near a poisonous snake. On Zion, God's sacred hill, there will be nothing harmful or evil. The land will be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the seas are full of water.
To which the response is, O come, Emmanuel. Join to sing. and into the life of somebody getting on with her life is some sort of spiritual encounter that we are told is the call of an angel. How many of us look at our lives and realize that we have not been brave enough to live by what we say we believe, because it would call us outside of usual social norms? Mary, though, is brave enough to say yes. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was. And he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How can this be?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth? It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is he, blessed am I, be born. Be born.
To tip our hat to the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we join to sing, "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come," words and music by Martin Luther.
Thank you.
In the context of history, where ordinary people are the pawns of the politicians, an event happens. And the powerful people who are now forgotten did not notice that this thing was happening. Off to the side, an event occurs which will change the world. And those who think they are powerful are actually not the centre of the stage. So one wonders, how do we view our politicians and the power that they have?
The birth of Jesus. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everybody then went to register himself in his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there, he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised a marriage to him. She was pregnant. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
We join to sing Silent Night, Holy Night.
Thank you.
Certain people are acceptable and certain people are not. And social conventions in some societies can draw the most rigid of walls. And those who were outside in terms of their work practice and not able to fulfill the law, people like shepherds, who would want to have anything to do with them? And yet, here is God speaking to people that others would have rejected, and God choosing to communicate with them this good news of a birth.
The shepherds and the angels. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told him that the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had just been as the angel had told him.
Oh,
And how could it possibly be that a baby was the solution? Who would think that what was needed? We joined to sing.
Oh,
When you say that you believe something and you say that it needs investigating, how far are you prepared to go? How far are you prepared to go to follow what you believe to be right? And in this context, those who put aside comfort to travel, the seekers after truth, are our example.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset. And so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote. Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah. For from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star that they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were. What joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. They then returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. After they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Herod will be looking for the child in order to kill him. So get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you to leave." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left during the night for Egypt, where he stayed until Herod died. This was done to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true: "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod realized that the visitors from the east had tricked him, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its neighborhood who were 2 years and younger. This was done in accordance with what he had learned from the visitors about the time when the star had appeared. In this way, what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true: "A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children. She refuses to be comforted, for they are dead."
"We Three Kings of Orient Are," we join to sing.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, we have to tell you that we're not altogether convinced that darkness is a thing of the past. Many people in our world feel that their lives are solid darkness and gloom, and pressures crowd in on them and us and get us down. And there's the darkness of bereavement and illness and money and worry and trouble at work and trouble about not having work and drugs and drink and boredom and doubt and weariness. And other things in our world, war and poverty and climate change and disease and unfair trade and on. We are glad that you are with us. Even though we know sometimes each of us has made a mess of it, and together we definitely have made a mess of it. But we ask that you would bring light to the darkness of our world. So we hold up before you our dark and dreary world, a world not in need just of a technical fix, but in need of love and grace and forgiveness and new life and hope and peace and renewal. And we pray that you would come alongside us and all those for whom we pray and show us Jesus, the light of the world. And we know that you are God and not a magician, so you will not wave a magic wand, that everything will be sorted instantly and we could sit back and watch. But you require us to be partners with you, to share the good news in word and action. So we pray for those that we know who are in the darkness. We pray for those situations that look completely dark to us, in which we can see no light at all. For ourselves, for we also have the darkness within us. dark days, dark thoughts. Burdensome times. Lord, you are our light and you are our salvation. Hear our prayers, that which has been spoken and that which is unspoken and only half formed. And answer them, and for some of them, help us to be the answering to our own prayers. For Jesus' sake, Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise one, I would do my part. But what I can, I give him. I give my heart. Amen. The way that truth is to be communicated is to be communicated in the language of the people that are around you and that which they are speaking. Conveying the truth in a way that people will be able to understand. The writer of John takes the metaphor from the Greek people of the Logos, the Word, and uses it to say, hey, this Jewish idea of Messiah that you think is so foreign, well, here is news. It is in your Greek idea too. And the Word became flesh.
The Word of Life. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and the life brought light to humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on everyone. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son.
O come, all ye faithful, let's sing.
Thank you.
So just before I offer the words of the benediction, can I, if we don't, not going to see you over the Christmas time, wish you a Merry Christmas when we get there, and Good New Year, of course. Also, can I invite you, if you've got the time, it would be great to have a cup of tea with you, coffee, served in the foyer, please come. Haven't got any plans for Christmas Day, come and join us, Christmas Day lunch. There's virtually, it feels like an act of worship every day, not quite like that, but there's a lot going on, so please have a look at the notices. In violent times, beautiful words, centuries old, resonate with truth. Because of your light, Lord, we see light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never conquered it. May we go from this place knowing that truth in our hearts and in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.